Jekka News, you need to know now.
Still a couple of big issues in the traffic. The N3 southbound has got a crash on the way to Germiston. It's causing trouble from the Galilee's interchange. And then north of Pretoria on the N1 heading up to Stormfull, it's slow. There's a crash on the way up there, so slow through the Umalahleni Highway. Two crashes on the R80 into the Hairpin Bend going northbound, and a crash on Lavender Road just before Rosslyn, Dobbe, Wonderboom, Lehava.
Operation Vala Umgodi has announced the arrest of at least 1,000 illegal miners at a mine in Barberton, Mpumalanga. According to police reports, the miners were forced to surface as they had no access to food supplies. Then we move to the Middle East. The armed wing of the Palestinian militant group Hamas released a minute-long video that seems to be that of an Israeli hostage being held in Gaza. The person looks weak and malnourished inside a narrow concrete tunnel. So the news was shared by AFP, who says they're still in the process to verify the video's authenticity. Hostages in Gaza were taken on the 7th of October back in 2023. More on these and other stories are on jackarandafm.com. Just click on news. The big story on everyone's lips today. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa is ramping up efforts to diversify its export markets as U.S. tariffs are expected to officially kick in next week, Thursday.
We need to be much more vigorous and robust with our international trade.
In other news, Ronnie Mbatsane, Absa's CEO for SME Business, is one of those warning that at least a half of 1,600 participants in a recent study, along with the BMR and Saki, may not last a year without the necessary support. Here's the recommendations of that report that was released today.
Reducing barriers of access to capital, streamlining regulatory compliance, strengthening the skills and training, as well as enhancing advisory services. These insights will be shared with government agencies, financial institutions, industry associations, and other stakeholders to advocate the evidence-based policies that will support the small business's growth.
A dollar is trading at 18 rand 4 cents, a euro 20 rand 86 and a pound 23 rand 92. Gold is trading at $3,342.55 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $69.68 per barrel. I'm Marlene Frischer, more news at 7.
Live cricket action up first. England against India. The English are now 22 runs ahead of the first innings total of India. India were bowled out for 224. England at the moment 246, but they have lost 8 wickets, so India just need another 2 wickets. And of course, we'll have a very tight game indeed, with the English leading the series by 2-1 after the draw in Manchester. And England pace bowler Chris Wilks, well, he's been ruled out of the remainder of the decisive fifth test, the one that I just spoke about, after suffering a shoulder injury on the opening day. Wilks was tumbling to make a boundary stop late yesterday when he landed awkwardly and he left the field with his left arm in a makeshift sling and in obvious discomfort as well. The Premier Soccer League has narrowly avoided chaos on the eve of the 25-26 season, thanks to a lenient outcome at the controversial registration saga involving Maruma Gallants midfielder Mwande Mpambaniso. The Cape Town City side were hoping for a last-minute lifeline that might see them getting reinstated into the Betway Premiership, but those hopes were dashed yesterday when the PSL DC handed Gallants a 200,000 rand fine, half suspended for violating registration rules. And the British and Irish Lions may be forced into a late change to their starting 15 for tomorrow's third and final match against the Australians, with Tommy Freeman struggling with a back problem. The 24-year-old sat out today's captain's run at the Accor Stadium, and it's understood that it's touch and go for him for the game tomorrow. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Where are you going to be this weekend, Joe?
Tomorrow I'm going to be at the Chill Session Place at the Spa Women's Challenge in Tshwane. I'm going to be there from 10 o'clock.